USA News Update. The Justice Department is giving Texas an ultimatum. Remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River or get sued. At issue is a floating border barrier made of large buoys anchored to the river bottom at an area called Eagle Pass. In a letter to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Fed calls the barrier illegal and said it poses a serious risk to public safety and the environment. Abbott maintains that Texas has the right to defend its borders. The Justice Department is giving the governor until 2 p.m. today local time to confirm he's received the letter and to commit to removing the barrier. At least six people are dead following a series of weekend shootings in the Chicago, Illinois area. The violence began Friday when a man was fatally shot during an armed robbery and found inside of a vehicle in an alley. Lance Pry, USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.